Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's go. Let's go. That's just yet another 49er victory. What did Steiny do with this thing, by the way?
Don't know.
Oh,
is it broken?
Gosh. I don't know. I don't want to be the one that has the blood on the hands. I know, but this thing is all over the place. Sorry, my microphone's gonna.
Yeah, you just never know.
Got some issues here.
Something about the beach air. We all respect the equipment over here. We don't usually have these sorts of issues with our microphone and our boom.
I think I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hi.
Hi, Mark.
How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome.
That was pretty fun last night.
That was pretty fun indeed.
You know what? It got totally lost in Draymondville and Niners poor defenseville. The Niners and Warriors both absolutely bleep canned their opponents.
Yep.
Both of them.
Well,
both of them.
The Niner game got down to a one score game before the pick six. And so, not that I ever thought that the Colts were going to roar back and win that thing, but it did get a little closer than it should have. 34-27. And you're thinking, one mistake. You can't stop them. They can't stop you. So, if you could just avoid the turnover, and you finally did turn it over, but at that point, it was a 14-point game. It didn't even matter. But, yeah, they didn't bleep can him until really in the fourth quarter, D winners with the pick six, which I didn't think that the Niners were allowed to do that, Mark.
But
catch
they
the
did.
Ball thrown by the other team and run with it?
Yeah. And
that
then
was
all
wild.
The way to the painted part.
That's right.
You get points for that.
And did you see Philip Rivers on that where he took about two steps in pursuit and he just shut it down?
What am I doing? Not going to catch anybody.
My other favorite one was when they scored their first touchdown, the Colts, and they go up and show the Rivers family in the suite. There's like 40 people jumping around.
Totally.
All those kids.
I'm surprised they all fit in one suite.
Totally.
That was incredible. That actually still, if there's one thing that bugged me about the Niners game yesterday, dude, third and goal from the 19, that's not a thing. Or whatever the hell it was. You don't give up touchdowns in that situation. But the Niners defense did. And so that, I get it if that's kind of a head-scratching concern. By the way, here's the little stat that I was looking for. That's a stat. Last night was the first time since the Warriors moved to California.
That's a stat.
Yeah, thank you. Listen.
Look it up.
I'm looking it up. 1962, The Warriors moved to California. Last night was the first time that the Warriors and Niners both won by 20-plus points on the same night.
That's wild.
That's never happened since 1962.
Makes
sense. The
Warriors
moved here.
The Warriors didn't usually win games, let alone by 20.
There's that.
And the Niners, they've played a lot of Monday night games, but I guess even Sunday night.
Yeah, the Warriors are allowed to play on a Sunday.
Sure.
And do sometimes.
And a Thursday as well.
All of them.
But that's awesome. Yeah, 20-point blowouts.
Yeah, so don't let that get lost in the sauce. I know everybody's running around like crazy. Gosh, I tried to go to the grocery store today. It took me about 28 minutes to get out of the parking lot. I know. You're running around like crazy trying to get it all done, right? Relax. The Niners and Warriors both won by 20-plus.
Yep.
I know Draymond left. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. But I think we have to – we got to start with this 49er offense. We have to – like, first of all, let's dive into defense wins championships. And just start with do you buy that? As a concept, I know that
right.
I know that there have been teams that have had their defense lead them to a title. Ravens, Bears, Super Bowl shuffle. I get it. And no, I don't think you usually win it all if your defense is trash. I don't know that the Niners' defense is trash. There were moments yesterday where it certainly had that feel. But let's not forget we're about 3 or 4 weeks removed from when the defense bailed Brock Purdy out against the Carolina Panthers.
That's right, yeah.
They are capable of a good performance. So is their defense and offense split right now? Is it preventative? I think that's my question. Or can you play this way? And by the way, let's see, 888-957-9570. You're always welcome to join this conversation.
I think it's only preventative based on the matchup that you happen to be facing. And like I was saying earlier, the conditions as well. If you get into a fast track situation against another equally good offense, the game might be decided by who has the better defensive performance. And, you know, we all go back to the 2000 Ravens defense wins championships.
Yep.
Their offense was not very good. And so you had to do that to win that championship. Your defense was so good. It was, hey, Trent, just don't screw it up. Don't put us in a spot where we can't at least, you know, win this game for you. And so I think about this Niner team, and yeah, it's kind of the same where, all right, defense, keep us in the game. Keep us in the lead if possible. That way we can do what we do. And again, last night, you go down 7-0, you tie it, you punch it out. Thank you, special teams.
Yep.
You score, you lead, you win. And I ran this down for you earlier in the week, how it's the Shanahan way. Now, everybody wants to win that way. But I think Shanahan really wants to win that way.
Sure, especially last night.
Yep.
Yeah, you want to take Jonathan Taylor out of that game. You want to make Phillip Rivers the focus of it and see if he can sling it and get quick scores and all of that. And he did to a certain degree, but not enough. And the defense, while it didn't do anything impressive, like listen to what you're pointing out. They made two, and they made more than this, but they made two huge, huge game-changing plays.
Yeah.
They punched the ball out from Amir Abdullah on a kickoff return, and there was a close the door, everybody head for the parking lot, pick six. And if you do that, like, it's no different than the way they beat the Rams earlier this year. The Rams are moving up and down the field in the second half. Poof, punch the thing out on the one. You win.
And then fourth and one in overtime,
Same thing. You
stop them at the line of scrimmage, and you win.
So it's almost sort of like circumstantial defense. You don't need to run the game, you need to make a few plays in key scenarios. And that would be my answer. Like if somebody says, does defense wins championships? My answer would be, it can. It's not a requirement. There are teams who have sort of like let their offense be the head of the monster as they go win the whole thing. And sometimes this is sport to sport. Do you know what I mean? Like in baseball, can you win if your pitching staff is crap? No.
It's harder.
You know what I mean?
If you have a murderer's row of offense, then yeah, you could probably do it. But it's not that sustainable, especially in a short run, which is why the Giants, when they won it, they had so much great pitching and Bumgarner in 2014 and all the rest. In football, yeah, you can go out there with an okay defense and win, but it makes it a lot harder.
I do feel like the Super Bowl in recent years has more often than it used to turned into a shootout. The Super Bowl never used to do that.
Not really.
It was very rare. I know the Niners scored 55 one year, like, again, to that point. Like, the Niners of the 80s, they were just unbelievable on both sides of the ball. They were incredible everywhere. And so they would just clown people all the way through the Super Bowl, 49-26, 59-10, whatever. So that maybe that's a little bit different. But I'm thinking of some of these Chiefs-Eagles games. I'm thinking of the Tom Brady-Falcons, you know, the Kyle Shanahan offensive coordinator come from behind game. Like,
yep.
The Super Bowl can turn into a shootout. And I think the Niners are absolutely one of three, four, five teams in the NFL right now who are capable of winning that way. I think they're clearly one of the best offensive, top five offensive teams in football right now. If you ask me, like, who are the offenses that scare you? Now that they're healthy, Brock is rolling.
Yep. It's pretty scary.
Yeah, the Rams, the Bills, the Niners. I think my list then changes from there.
Well, the Eagles should be, but they've been puzzling as to why they haven't done it consistently. And the Cowboys, of course, are that offense, but they're not going to be
they're
in the dance.
Yeah.
My heart today goes out to one man through all this.
Who's that?
Thomas Morstead. He hasn't punted this month.
I know.
He hasn't punted this month.
Say that again.
He hasn't punted this month.
Well, so it's only December 4th.
I think it's the 24th.
It's
the 23rd. His last punt was in Cleveland.
Their punter is wasting airplane tickets.
Right?
You're welcome.
It was fun watching him over there right now. Past the time. He's bouncing the ball on the turf.
Seriously.
He's talking to himself. And I think he was doing Wordle at one point.
The broadcast, seriously. They're like, they're over here like, does anybody know who that guy is? Anybody want to take a guess? He's got a uniform. Who is it? I don't know. Is that somebody's cousin?
That's right. Third string quarterback.
Is that Rudy?
He's two punts away from a milestone, too.
Which is?
I think 1,000 punts.
Oh, wow.
He's punted 998 times.
I hope he doesn't get there.
He may not.
Okay. 888-957-9570. Can you play this way? Right? Does defense win championships? Or can you play this way? Let's talk it out. We are celebrating the heck. Don't worry. If you've got steam coming out of your ears about Draymond, we'll get there. But the Warriors won by a lot. The Niners won by a lot. The Niners are coming home maybe forever. So we're going to spend some time here. 888-957-9570. We're sponsored by Safeway, and it's Willard and Dibs.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm not a doctor, so...
Gotta be delicate with those calves.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we're going to the phones in just a second. Does defense win championships? Can the Niners actually play this way and go somewhere? 48-27. Man, the offense just... And Kyle Shanahan said it. Brock Purdy played damn near a perfect game. 5 touchdown passes. And in this day and age of advanced analytics, I saw that there's maybe only like 3 or 4 other quarterbacks in the history of the game who have 5 touchdown passes in the same game, and all of them were out breaking routes.
Huh.
So I thought that was fun for the crowd that, everything's in the middle
down
of the
middle,
field.
Yep.
Oh, all 5 balls out breaking routes. So anyway, but I know everybody's waiting for news, and we have a little bit of it, so let's fire away. Breaking news.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
As confirmed by Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, 49ers tight end George Kittle is dealing with what is being called a mid to low ankle sprain. Kittle had said after the game last night he believed that he had avoided a high ankle sprain, and that officially is the case. There is nothing in this update about his outlook for this week or even beyond, but if you know sports, you know that this is good news. Avoiding the high ankle sprain that's hurdle one.
Right. And also avoiding the foot sprain, which can, you know, be a foot fracture, yep. Can be something that's even harder to deal with. The fact that he got hurt in the second quarter, went in and got tape, came back out, played more, then got hurt again. That tells me that it wasn't so severe that, ooh, he got hurt and now we're going straight to X-ray and the rest of it. I'm sure they'll get imaging done. If they haven't, they will soon, and they're going to figure out what the severity is. But the other thing, Mark, that has me feeling optimistic is Tonjes. He was big when Kittle was not out there, and you saw him again last night with a couple great catches, one that they didn't challenge, Shanahan didn't challenge it, and the other one, a first down catch on the sideline. So he's not George Kittle, but you've been shown that you can still win with Tonjes and Farrell as your tight ends.
You can function. I do want to point out again, remember back when George was out, how difficult it was to run the ball. And I know the 49ers have had a hard time running the ball all year, but they did not last night. And that was largely with Kittle in the game. I do wonder, with much better defenses, just better teams, period, coming up these next 2 weeks, if George is not playing, how that would not just affect the normal George stuff we think of, but how would that affect Christian and the entire offense?
It'll affect him, yep. Certainly. And, you know, I think Juszczyk is such a Swiss Army knife that they'll use him more as a true lead blocker, put him on the line of scrimmage more with another tight end, and so you can, you know, have that be the key port, the trigger point of your offense. The other thing, watching last night, and the chanting after the game for Trent Williams, fans, Niner fans there chanting one more year, and Trent might play 3 more years.
Yeah, Trent was like one.
Right.
Who said one?
And, you know, we all talked about it earlier in the year, how it looked like he was off to a slow start. He wasn't playing great, and boy, he's playing amazing. That whole O-line last night, they were fantastic.
They were absolutely brilliant, and they have largely been much more good than bad every week the last few weeks. So that's huge. That's where football teams make their money. I mean, I don't know, like, again, defense wins championships. You can put that on a shirt. I don't know if you're like, blocking on the offensive line wins championships.
It's not very
fun.
Catchy.
That's not very catchy. But I've always thought that's number one. That's why left tackles get paid the way they do in the NFL. Because that, to me, that's the number one thing. You don't really have anything if you don't have that. It totally obliterates the whole functionality of a football team. Complimentary football, you go 3 and out, you give the other team a short field, you can't do time of possession, your quarterback, no matter how good he is, if he's got pressure up the middle, the receivers have no time. Like, it's just a total snowball effect if you can't block on offense. But when you can, whew, you can erase a lot of other crap going on because you have the opportunity to become a devastating offense. And if you can pass the ball like that, by the way, without either of your first-round receivers available, because one of them is hurt and the other one is speeding in a car outside Levi Stadium, can I ask, why are we paying $30 million for receivers?
Well, it's too late.
Ever?
You should have asked this all summer.
Well, it's actually not too late.
And because, actually, you did. Yeah, now We both did.
Right, but now you can, now they're going to get out of that deal. So here's my new thing. Don't do it again. You don't
But Ricky Pearsall.
Well, let's see.
Oh, the routes he can run.
Let's see about that 2 years from now if he can play football. But even then, I'd be like, I'd hesitate.
Well, even thinking about next year where Juwan's going to be a free agent, boy, you'd love to have him come back, but you're not going to pay him 30, but you know, you're going to have to pay him something if he comes back. And the rest of your receiving core, Kendrick Bourne off the scrap heap, DeMarcus Robinson, who he's starting to show that he can he can make some plays. Sky Moore with a couple big catches last night as well. It's just they're doing it with guys who you never would have thought of as key contributors to the passing offense.
Kind of doing it how the Chiefs have been doing it ever since Tyreek Hill left.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody, Mecole Hardman and Juju Smith, all the people who are just like, whatever. But, boy, they'll show up in a playoff game or a Super Bowl and catch the ball and run into the end zone with it. I've always believed that. I don't, like, believe me, growing up, Jerry Rice was my favorite player. But at the same time, I believe an offense makes a receiver more than a receiver makes an offense. That's not me trying to denigrate the wide receiver position. It's not. It's important, and you can see when one is better than someone else. I get all that. But for me, the offense, more often than not, the offense will make the receiver more so than the receiver makes the offense.
I will agree, and the example I was just thinking of is Justin Jefferson, who
it's a good one.
You know, he's been struggling with Max Broadus and J.J. McCarthy, and they have not had great quarterback play, and as a result, his numbers are down, and they're not winning. And you look at Brock last night, and I'm trying to remember plays. There was the one funky play where he got hit, and Farrell actually caught it out of the air and ran for 3 yards.
Great awareness play, by the way.
That was one of the only breakdowns of the O-line. Every other play, it seemed like Brock was just getting back to his spot. He had time to set up, check, 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 and whoop, fire the ball out there.
Yeah. Justin Jefferson, he's going to still get 1,000 yards, by the way.
Yeah. If you play 17 games, you only need to get like 50 yards to get there.
Yeah.
A little more than 50.
He is behind rookie Tet McMillan. He's behind.
In yards?
Yep. He's behind both of the Eagles receivers. He's behind Cortland Sutton. You know what I mean? Like, he's number 16 in the league. So it's not like a disaster.
But right.
Yeah, there's a lot of names in front of him. A lot of names in front of him. Okay. Let's hear from you. The Niner offense, good enough? The defense, not good enough? They're here. We're here. We're 2 weeks away from everybody knowing their seed, and the Niners are one of two teams that completely control their own. That's just a fact. Whatever the schedule's been and whatever got us here. Matt in San Rafael, you're first. Hi, Matt. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Yeah, I mean, I think this defense, obviously, far from being Houston or even, you know, the Niner defense from, you know, 2019. But this defense has proven to be pretty serviceable. And if the offense right now going into the playoffs is playing at this level, putting up 30-plus, and everybody on the offense is still available come playoff time, I think there are way less teams in the playoffs that can hold the Niners to less than 30 than can score over 30. On us, if that makes sense. I think the chances of us being held to under 30 points are next to nothing, barring Houston. And then you look around the league, I don't think there's a lot of teams that are threatening to outscore the Niners even with our defense. So that being said, I think the chances are great as long as this defense doesn't start to spiral into a level below where it's at right now. But they're playing well enough, and then you throw in maybe a late return from Fred Warner. That's a shot in the arm that you can't quantify. So I like it moving into the playoffs right now. I feel like everything's moving in the right direction.
Matt, thanks. I tend to agree. I think we'll learn more, obviously, in the next, 12 days. We'll learn more and see how they look against two other teams who are going to be in this dance with them, and quarterbacks who have largely had good years. They're not the greatest of quarterbacks, but Caleb Williams and Sam Darnold have certainly done some things. I tend to agree, but I also think, like, this Niners situation, it wasn't built to be this way, but maybe the timing is good, because this is just kind of the NFL now. When you watch Jacksonville go to Denver and rock 31,
yep,
at Mile High.
Didn't Lawrence have five touchdowns or in the other game?
That was the week before.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the week before. But when you see that, and Denver is one of the teams that has been lauded as a defensive juggernaut, people love to fawn over the Rams defense and the Seahawks defense. But the last time I saw those two play, I believe the final score was 39-38. So who the hell out there is really doing that? Where they're just like, we're going to ride our defense all the way to the end. The answer is very quick. It's Houston, and then the conversation ends.
I'd put Seattle up there, too.
I wouldn't.
I'm just looking at the stat. That's a stat. The percentage of drives that end in a score.
Okay.
Houston's defense, you only score on them 26% of the time. They're the league leaders. And if you go all the way down to the bottom, it's the Cowboys at 50. Half the drives against the Cowboys result in points. Number two on this list is Seattle. Only 30% of their drives, they give up points. The Niners are 12th, but the Rams are 4th, and the Bears are 9th. And so Philadelphia is 7th. These other teams you may be facing in the playoffs, they have defenses that are among the top 10 in this one category. And I think this category is an important one because you don't want the other team to score on
you. Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm not trying to say that Seattle doesn't have, in today's NFL, a good defense. I don't think it's a defense that's just going to be like, hey, let's put you on our back and let's take you all the way to the end. Because when they go up against an elite offense, I believe that elite offense will kind of look like an elite offense. The same way Matt Stafford and Puka Nacua absolutely destroyed them in their building just last week. So I know the Rams are really good. I get that. But Seattle's got a great resume this year. There's no two ways about it. But I do think they can be had when they're going up against an elite offense. Seattle's schedule this year, if people want to do that to the Niners, I don't. I think leave the schedule subject alone. But Seattle has mirrored the 49ers in terms of the number of elite quarterbacks they have to face. It's actually, I know they didn't have a fourth place schedule. They might as well have. It's kind of the same thing. They faced Baker Mayfield. They faced Trevor Lawrence. They faced CJ Stroud. All that same stuff. They faced Aaron Rodgers. If you want to talk about the quarterbacking greats, they faced Matt Stafford. That's it. I mean, if you want to put Brock on the list, they faced him in week one. He got hurt halfway through the game. It was a low-scoring, grinded-out game. But I think there are a few offenses, Niners, Rams, Bills, maybe a couple others, that I just think they're going to move the ball against almost anybody they face.
It just depends on the game flow and certainly the location and also the situation. And I think about the second game between the Niners and the Rams where the Rams just came out and popped you twice and Juwan had the fumble and all of a sudden you're down 21-0 and you know, half of that laminated play sheet for Kyle Shanahan was useless because you're chasing the game early. So I think it's so important for the 49ers especially to be in front and to be able to dictate the game flow. And that's where, you know, the Seattle one's going to be interesting when they play. Seattle doesn't run the ball very well. And so it'll come down to whether or not you can get to Sam Darnold, who's been up and down, played well this last weekend, but you know, beyond that,
good second half.
Yeah, that's fine.
Pretty awful first half, actually.
Pretty bad, but yeah. You know, just the way it went against Indy, where they couldn't do anything. So it's a week to week situation,
no doubt. Dale and Salinas next up. Hi, Dale. Thank you for the call. What's going on?
Well, just taking veterans to their medical appointments and driving back home now, and I got a quick Warriors comment that I think you guys need to send a tape. I don't know if Dibs knows what a reel-to-reel tape is, but you need a big tape of this radio station in the last few days to show the Celtics owner that there is fan frenzy out here, even for a team that at the time was only 13-15. But
that's a good point. That's a good point, Dale.
Yeah, thank you. My big comment and concern. Oh, Merry Christmas to you guys too, by the way.
You too. Yeah, happy holidays, everybody.
My big comment concern coming up here against the Bears. I don't know. It seems like a lot of people here didn't watch the Bears Packers game the other day. The Bears only got penalized three times that they went after the quarterback against the Packers. They took both quarterbacks out, basically. It's kind of like the New Orleans Saints-style defense. They were playing dirty. They were tackling the ball. They were punching after the ball was down. Nothing was getting called, and I'm not sure if that's called playoff ball or just that's a Chicago Packer game. But I think the Niners are going to have to be a little careful of that. And, I was surprised the Packers didn't come back and, like, use an enforcer. But it's not like hockey. But I think the big concern I have is who's going to be taken out this game by that excessively aggressive defense the Bears have.
That's an interesting comment, Dale. I've watched a lot of all of these teams this year, and I always do. Like, sure, are there teams that can flex a little bit more physicality than others? Maybe. I always think it's interesting when people talk about physicality, though, and enforcers and dirty play in the NFL. I just don't think that the opposite even exists. Like, every play is dirty. There's so much.
There's dirty, and then there's trying to hurt a guy dirty.
Right, and I don't see that. I don't think the Chicago Bears are trying to hurt anybody. I think that football, when played really well, and when guys, especially at the end of the year, are ignited by the fact that something has worked, they get to 10 wins, 11 wins, 12 wins, they can start smelling the playoffs come together, they realize that something special is on the line, and they are playing with every single bit that they've got. And it is a violent, maniacal situation out there. So yes, the Bears will do that, and there's probably somebody named Dale in Chicago or a suburb today calling up to one of the Chicago radio stations and saying the same thing about the 49ers, who have always been a very physical bunch. Troy Aikman talked about them last night and said the 49ers, like, there's a standard of effort and physicality that you have to meet to play for this team. And he goes, and I see everybody doing it, even the backups who have been thrown in there.
Yeah.
So, like, I get it, but I don't worry about that. The Niners will be ready for that. The Bears need to be ready for that. These are two good football teams.
Yeah, and if you're the Niners, you just got to try to protect the ball because the Bears have 31 takeaways this year. That's two a game. They lead the NFL in takeaways and in turnover percentage, which is drives on your defense that end with you turning them over. One in every five, they get a turnover, 19.3%. And quietly now, the Niners are starting to generate some turnovers of their own. A couple last night, the punch out on special teams, and then the beautiful, sweet pick six. D. Winters just steps in front. And when he catches that, he probably looks and says, yeah, I got 75 yards to run. I like my chances. I got three offensive linemen and a grandpa to beat.
I think he said, they actually asked him about it, and he said it was one of those situations, he's like, I caught it, and I took a few steps, and I looked around, and all I could hear was my breath. Do you know those moments where, like, I don't know.
Like when you're in the flow state.
Right. I don't know how many of us regular people ever experience something like this, but where, like, you kind of go to a different place, and you just, it's Monday night football. And you just picked off a future Hall of Fame quarterback, and you take a few steps and you look around, and all you can see is people suddenly heading for the exits in the stands. I mean, it's got to be.
Not those people in red.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to be an otherworldly type of experience. And he definitely said that that's what he was feeling.
Yeah, and I mean, the game was over already. There was no doubt about the result, but that was just beautiful icing on the cake. And, you know, you jump right in front, you get it, and it's like, yes. Gone. Touchdown. Yep. Touchdown me. Let's get on the plane, boys.
Only thing I need to beat is my own shoelaces.
Yeah.
And he did it.
He sure did.
Yeah. Yeah. Great stuff, man. Absolutely great stuff. 888-957-9570. By the way, Brent Jones is going to join us in about an hour and a half.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Hall of Famer.
Brent Jones is going to join us here in about an hour and a half.
Legend.
And talk this out a little bit. But I don't know. Maybe I'm letting my excitement for all of this kind of lead the thought process. I was sitting there with all of you at halftime. I think all of us had the same thought. And it's sort of a microcosm of the entire year.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle.
With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Niners are winning. Brock and the offense are humming. And you're sitting there kind of on your hands on the couch like, but I don't like this process. This is not the way it looks. It's not the way it's supposed to look. 44-year-old grandpa is just going up and down the field, hitting wide-open receivers, standing by themselves.
Guy's named Pierce.
Yeah, that does not feel like something that is going to transfer to when Matt Stafford or Jalen Hurts are on the other side of the field. But then again, right? Here we are, and those teams, too, have had their wobbly, weird moments. You know, the Rams, what'd the Rams do the last 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Matt Stafford, Carolina, 2 picks, you lose. Big lead right there in Seattle, Thursday Night Football. You blew it.
And another team you may face is Tampa Bay, and they were teed up to just go out there and handle Carolina. And that game was a little back and forth, and then Baker couldn't get it done. And that Tampa Bay offense should be scarier than it actually is.
They got a lot of pieces.
So many weapons, and everybody's back now. Yeah. And you know, Abuka and all the rest of the receivers, and yet, you know, you go out there and you give it away, unable to close it out in Carolina.
I mean, that's kind of what I'm thinking. It's like I feel if you're pointing to the Niner defense right now and saying that it's, and I don't know what word you'd use. I would use inconsistent.
I'd borrow from Richard Sherman and say mediocre.
Yeah, yeah. But like understandably mediocre, young and inexperienced and hampered and all of that. So that's the word I would use. And if you want to say, dude, that's a wart for the Niners, I'd be like, yep. Now tell me the team that doesn't have a wart.
Right.
Can't find one.
They've all got warts.
Can't find one. I mean, the Rams are the closest to being wartless. But their wart is one of the big Niner warts last year, which is their special teams keeps kicking themselves in the butt.
Yeah.
Which is scary.
And
that's
they've got
a problem.
Their number two receiver who's out, and we don't know if he's going to be back. And that's kind of Philadelphia's wart. Other than the internal tension that seems to exist, they've had a lot of injuries in Philadelphia. And, you know, your center retired last year. So they're another team, I think, that should be scarier than they actually are right now.
One other wart for the Rams I forgot after the Niners won last night. You know what one of the warts for the Rams is?
No.
They're a third place football team.
Wow. They'll get that third place schedule next year, though.
It's actually kind of scary.
Yeah, it is.
Most people think they're the best team in the NFL. They're in third place in their own division.
It's crazy.
What are we doing?
I mean, wide open, 11-4 through all the things that the Niners have gone through. And, you know, you just went out there and you pounded the Colts.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We're sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Springwater. Brent Jones in an hour 20. We want to keep taking your calls, 888-957-9570. But also coming up next, I want to take everybody back to the NFL preseason summit here on 95.7 The Game and point out something that happened that day and a conversation we all had. And today is the day to kind of reboot it and discuss it a little bit further. 888-957-9570, our number. It's Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.